This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here is data point number two from today's jobs report. Nearly 970,000 people in this economy work in daycare, a number that has been moving steadily up for more than a year now, but which is still more than 8% lower than it was in the before times. And if more parents are going to be able to go back to work, childcare is going to be a key factor. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
Because there are fewer daycare providers, there are at least 500,000 fewer daycare spots, estimates Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House, which means parents are scrambling.
It's limiting either their overall work schedules or whether they can join the workforce in the first place.
The childcare spots that are left cost more. They've gone up 4.9% in the last year. In order to bring childcare workers back, Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says it's economics, not rocket science.
Pay is one thing, providing benefits, having better working conditions, having better hours, all of those things are going to entice more workers into that profession.
And as the number of jobs in retail and the goods economy overall declines, those workers may look for jobs in childcare. Again, economist Sarah House.
Perhaps we'll see some of that gap narrow between the relative pay of daycare workers, for example, versus going and working at a warehouse.
But some areas of the country are also professionalizing daycare, setting it up as a crucial beginning to education. Meredith Johnson-Harbach studies family law at the University of Richmond.
Education also provides childcare to the extent children are being supervised, and childcare is also education.
Harbach says there's a tendency to talk about childcare as a way to let parents work when it's also about letting children start the lifelong work of learning. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.